We are here in the middle on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, dealing with the argument in the Mishnah whether there is such a thing as Asham Talui when someone's unsure if they did Mi'ilah, if they're unsure if they stole from Hekdesh. So why don't we start here about five lines down in the wide lines. The Gemara proposes Elahainu Taim Rabbi Akiva. Maybe this is the reason of Rabbi Akiva, who says that there is an Asham Talui for a doubt, a Safek about Mi'ilah, about possibly stealing from Hekdesh. The Amar Kak, as the Pasuk says, about Asham Talui Ve'im Nefesh, and if a soul. There's a Vav. Vav beginning the word Im. So the Vav, Mosif Al-Inyan Rishon, the Vav is to add to the earlier topic, which was Mi'ilah, and therefore Ve'ilmod Elyon Mitachta. Therefore you can derive the one above from the one below. Rabbanan Savri, and the Rabbanan say, no, we need that Vav for something else. Tachnun hu degamar me'elyon, we learn Asham Talui from Asham Me'ilos. La Asham bekesef shkalim, to tell you that you need to spend two shkalim on the Asham. Rabbi Akiva Savri, Rabbi Akiva holds, ein hekesh lemechza. Once you have a comparison, you can't only do it halfway. You can't only say, oh, it's just to teach me that the Asham Tali has to cost at least two shkalim. It also can teach me that Asham Tali exists for Safik Mi'ilah, a doubt about violating Mi'ilah. Michal, does that imply the Rabbanan Savri Yesh Hekesh Lemechza? The Rabbanan hold that you could have a linkage which is only partial, V'akayim on the Ein Hekesh Lemechza. But we paskin. Everybody says Ein Hekesh Lemechza. So you're right. To Kuli Alma Ein Hekesh Lemechza. Everybody agrees there's no such thing as a partial Hekesh. So Hacha, so maybe here, Hainu time of the Rabbanan. This is the reasoning of the Rabbanan who say that there's no Asham Talui in a Safek Mi'ilah when you're not sure about Mi'ilah. The Dmiri, because they say that there's a Gzeira Shava. It says mitzvos in regards to Asham Talui, and it says mitzvos in regards to a regular Karban Chatas, a sin offering. So Malahal and Davar Shachayav and Alzono Karzal Shugaso Chatas. When it says mitzvos, it refers to something that if you did it on purpose, would get you kares by mistake. Atas. Then if you're not sure if you had the mistake, Asham Talui. So too, Afkol. So what is Asham Talui? Something which was Chayav and Alzdono Karis. If you do it on purpose, you would get Karis. Al Sfeiko, if you weren't. If you, it's a Shaga. It means a Shogig. If it was a Shogig, you would bring a Chatas. Al Shagigaso. And if you're not even sure if you had the Shogig, then it is Asham Talui. Lafuke Me'ilah. To exclude the situation of stealing from Hekdesh. They ain't chayav and alzdono kares. If you did it on purpose, you wouldn't get kares. And if you were a shogig, you wouldn't have to bring a chatas. You'd have to bring an asham me'ilos. Therefore, when it's a safek, you don't even have to bring an asham tali. D'tanya, as we learned in a braisa. Hezid b'me'ilah. If a person deliberately does me'ilah, Rabbi Omer, b'misa, he gets misa b'dei shamayim. Chacham says he only gets malchus, but nobody says he gets kares. Rabbi Akiva Sava, Rabbi Akiva, why doesn't he agree to this gzeira shava? He feels like this. When do we have a gzeira shava? Mitzvos from a regular chatas. It's for the following lesson. Malahal, just like in chatas, bikvua, that mitzvos was written about a chatas which is established. Afkan, so to the Asham Tali, which has the word mitzvos, is in regards to kvua. When you're not sure about doing a sin, that were you sure that you did it, you'd have a set karban. La'afuki olaviyore, to exclude someone who's not sure if he walked into the Beis HaMikdash impure. Because then, even if he did know that he walked into the Beis HaMikdash impure, he doesn't bring a set karban, he brings a sliding scale karban. To lo, there's no Asham Tali. V'rabban, v'rabban, why don't they say that? They'll tell you again, in gzeira shava lemechzi, there's no such thing as a gzeira shava. That's only partial. Michlal Rabbi Akiva Savar Yesh Gzeira Shava Lemechza. Does that mean the Rabbi Akiva holds you could have a Gzeira Shava that's only teaching you some of the laws? All right, so we reject this idea. Ella, rather, the Kuli Alma Gzeira Shava Lemechza. The same way we said, everybody agrees that there's no such thing as a Hekesh, which is partial. Everybody agrees there's no such thing as a Gzeira Shava, which is partial. So why do we have the argument? Ella, in the time of the Rabbi Akiva, this is the reason of the Rabbi Akiva. Tamakar, it says about the Yidasham Talui Ve'im Nefesh. So Vav Mosef Alinyan Rishon, the Vav means to connect to the first topic. And therefore, V'yomot El Yom Yitachton. V'Rabbanan Savri, what about the Rabbanan? They hold that you can't derive one from the next. So they'll tell you, no, Tachtonu de Gamar Me'elyon. Hashem Talui is derived from Me'ila, from Hashem Me'ilos. La'ashem Me'kesef Shkalim. To tell you that the Hashem Talui, you have to spend at least 2 shekels on it, but not for anything else. Rabbi Akiva Savar in Akish Lamechshir. Rabbi Akiva says, no, if you're learning from Hashem Me'ilos, you're also learning that Hashem Talui can exist in a situation of possible Me'ila violations. One second. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that the Hekesh is total, Michlal, does that imply the Rabbanan Savi that the Rabbanan hold, the Rabbanan are of the opinion, Yesh Hekesh Lemechza, there could be a Hekesh, but only a partial derivation? But we rule that ain't Hekesh Lemechza. Gemara says, the Kuli Alma, you're right, everybody agrees, ain't Hekesh Lemechza. So what's the reasoning of the Rabbanan that they say that there is no Asham Talui when you might have done Me'ila? Digmiri mitzvos va'afke mehekesha. So if we have the words v'im nefesh, that creates a linkage between Asham Talui and the subject of Me'ila. But then we have a gzera shava. It says mitzvos in regards to Asham Talui, and it says mitzvos in regards to a chatas for chelev. To tell you that, just like a chatas for chelev is on certain things, but not all things, wouldn't be on Me'ila. So too, the Asham Talui is not on Me'ila. So ask the Gemara of Rabbi Akiva, Asham Bekesef Shkalim. How does he know that the Asham, you have to, Asham Talu, you have to spend 2 shekels on it? So Nafkale, he has a different source for that. It says, those Torah sa Asham. This is the law of the Asham that's telling you Torah achas l'chol Ashamos. There's one Torah for all Ashamos. That tells you, L'Asham Dibekesef Shkalim. That tells you that the Asham Talu also you have to spend 2 shekels. V'Rabbanan, Afagav will tell you, Afagav d'chsev, even though it says Zos Torah Sa'asham, even though you would have Zos Torah Sa'asham, Itzrich L'michta V'im Nefesh, Vav Mosav Al-Inya Risham Yom Tachtum Ni'elyon, we still need the Vav of V'im Nefesh to link the laws of Asham Talui to Me'ila. Why? V'im Yizos Torah Sa'asham. Because if we would only have this phrase, Zos Torah Sa'asham, Av Aminu thought to say, when do we say that there's one rule for all the Ashamos? Hani mili b'shar Ashamos v'adain. That's true about other Ashamos, which are certainties. Aval Asham Tali, but an Asham Tali, kivin dal safik chelav ka'asi, since you bring it for a question of maybe having violated, maybe I should say, listen, the whole reason why I bring an Asham Tali is maybe I violated a sin that would make me bring a chatas. Now, a chatas doesn't have to be 2 shekels. You can have a chatas with only a danka, with only a small coin. So, mavado, chatas bas danka. To buy the chatas animal, you can get away with spending a danka if they're so cheap. A danka is a ma of kesef, it's a sixth. Av sveiko yavi ash. So, av sveiko asham bar danka. I would have thought that the suffix, it can't be more than when you know you did the sin, it should only be a danka. Because of Rachmana, that's why you also need, besides the words, those Torah Sashim, you need another words as well. Vav av im nefesh, vav most of alinyan rishon. The vav is to connect Asham Talui to Me'ila. Just like in Me'ila, it talks about kesef shkalim, 2 shekels for the Asham Me'ilos. The Asham Talui has to be at least 2 shekels. So the Gemara now says, Hanichal amad darish zos Torah Sashim. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, if you darish in zos Torah Sashim, that's fine. What's that? Did we miss something?
Nope.
Elaman de lo dar zos Torah Sashim. But if you don't interpret anything with zos Torah Sashim, Ma'ikal amemar, how does Rabbi Akiva know that the Asham has to cost 2 shekels? So the Gemara has another gzeirah shava. Yalef be'erkecha be'erkecha me'asham me'ila. In regards to Asham me'ila, it says be'erkecha kesef shkalim. And in regards to Asham Talui, it says Be'erkecha. Now, there's another time where it says Asham. That's the case of Shifcha Charufa, which we learned about before. A man who has relations with a half Shifcha, half Baschorin. So the Gemara says, Asham Shifcha Charufa lo kasuba Be'erkecha. Asham Shifcha Charufa doesn't have the word Be'erkecha. So how would you know there that you should spend at least 2 shekels? Answers the Gemara, that's from another Gzeira Shava, Yalfinan Ayil Ayil. We learn a Gzeira Shava from the word Ayil. It says Ayil in regards to Asham. It says Ayil in regards to Asham Me'ilos. It says Ayil in regards to Asham Talui. So just like in Asham Me'ilos, it's 2 shekel. Here too, it is 2 shekel. Oh, okay. It's very simple. Namely that the Asham Talui you have to spend at least 2 shekel on the sheep.
On the top of the korbanot?
No, the korban has to cost you at least 2 shekel.
Okay.
You can't buy a ram that's cheaper than that.
Okay.
And another law is that we have an argument when someone's unsure about whether they did mi'ilah, whether they stole from Hekdesh. So do they bring an asham talui? That's an argument. So those are the two laws.
But
and then we just went back and forth to try to figure out what's the source for those two laws.
He has to prove that he was guilty.
No, if he... The point of asham talui, if he doesn't know if he's guilty, he doesn't know if he did the wrong thing, mi'ilah is to steal from Hekdesh. So let's say he had in front of him a piece of meat that was his, which was chulin, and another piece of meat that was Hekdesh. He ate one of the pieces of meat. He doesn't know which one he ate. I don't remember which one I ate. So now that's the question. Rabbi Akiva says he brings asham talui. Chachamim say he doesn't bring asham talui. Now the section of mi'ilah is right before the section of asham talui. So we're trying to figure out, how did Rabbi Akiva come to say that he has to bring an asham talui? Maybe it's from a vav, maybe a hekesh, maybe gzeira shava, linking mi'ilah to asham talui. And why did the Chachamim not say that? That was all the back and forth. So the Mishnah says that Rabbi Tarfon proposed to Rabbi Akiva, instead of bringing an asham talui, why don't we tell this person to bring an animal, right? He may have done mi'ilah or not. He should make a tnai. He should say, if I did mi'ilah, this is asham mi'ilos. If I'm not sure, it's asham talui. So asks the Gemara, v'im safek, my comer, right? If I'm not sure, it's asham talui. What do you mean, if I'm not sure? He is not sure. Amarava, Rava explains, honey, the way to read the condition is like this. Im bisfeko omid la'olam. The guy says like this, if it's going to become clear that what I did was mi'ilah, this is asham mi'ilah. But if I'm going to stay always never knowing, yay, asham talui, this should be an asham talui forever. And the Mishnah explains, shemimin shehevi al hoda, mehevi al shalo hoda, the same type of animal, a ram of 2 shekels is what you bring for mi'ilah. That's the same thing of what you would bring if you didn't know if it's an asham talui. So the Gemara says, sof, but still, kimis yadale, maybe once you know that you did mi'ilah, boilasui asham vadai. Now you have to bring a separate carbon, an asham mi'ilos, which is a certain asham, not an asham talui. Amarava, Sarava said, midivrish neim, from this back and forth between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, Numan, we learn a principle. Asham vadai lo boi yadiyah lechatchila. There's a difference between a chatas and an asham. When it comes to a chatas, you need to know that you did this sin, and then you bring the chatas to atone for the sin. When it comes to asham mi'ilos, at the time of bringing the asham mi'ilos, you don't need to know. Even if later you realize, oh, what I did was mi'ilah, you bring an asham, and that works for wiping away the sin.
So it's 2, correct?
After he already brought the asham, now he's sure that what he did was mi'ilah, that can create the atonement. All right, a new Mishnah. Now we move on to other cases of doubt. So, ha'isha she'hivia chatas ha'of. So this woman had a miscarriage and wasn't sure if that miscarriage was a human, so that would obligate her in bringing an ola sa'of and a chata sa'of, a bird ola and a bird chatas. Or maybe the miscarriage didn't have any human shape, I don't know, it came out like a fish, and then she doesn't have to bring anything. So she's tame, because maybe she had a miscarriage of a human. She can't eat karbanos until her karban is brought on her behalf, but it's a suffix here. So a woman, shehivia chata sa'of, she brings a chata sa'of as a suffix. So now you have a problem. You can't eat it, you can't have kohanim eat from it, because if it's not really, maybe if what she had given birth to was a fish, so she really didn't need to bring any karban, so this bird is really not a chatas. If it's not a chatas, this is not kosher. That's what came out of her. What came out of her was something in the shape of a fish. Could happen. So it had scales, yeah, it came out looking like a fish. So we don't know. Right, it looked like a fish. So we don't know it came out of her. We don't know. May have been a human-like thing, may have been a fish-like thing. So she brings a chatas based on a suffix. So therefore, Imad shelo nimlaka, if before the malika of this bird, no the lashal yol the vadai, she becomes aware that what she had given birth to was really a human and she had to bring a chatas ha'ov. Tasena vadai. So now before they do the malika, they'll say it's a chatas. Because the same thing she would be bringing if she knew that she had a child, namely two birds. That's what she'd be bringing if it's a suffix, that maybe she had a child. Okay. But if she doesn't know until after they... I'm sorry, but if they did the malika and then they didn't find out, it can't eat the bird because maybe it's not a karban. And then malika makes it a nevela because only shchita makes a bird kasher. But in Karbanos, Malika does. But if it's not a Karban, then the Malika wasn't a Kasha Malika. Similar scenario. A person has in front of him two pieces of meat. Chaticha shel chulin, one piece is not holy. Vechaticha shel hektish, the other piece was holy. Achal achas mehen, he ate one of the pieces. Ve'en yodea eza mehen achal, he doesn't know which one he ate. Pater, he doesn't have to bring an asham tali. This is the view. It says that when you're not sure about possibly doing me'ilah, you don't need to bring an asham talui. However, Rabbi Akiva machayev asham talui. Rabbi Akiva, like we said in our Mishnah, does require an asham talui. Okay, so again, he had two pieces in front of him. He ate one piece, doesn't know which one he ate, the hektish or the chulin. Now, achal es hashniya. Now he ate the second piece. And now certainly he ate a piece of hektish. So maybe asham vada, he brings an asham me'ilos. Okay. Let's say Yaakov ate one piece, doesn't know whether it was the hektish or non-hektish piece. Uva'acher, now Shimon comes, va'achal asashnia, he eats the second piece. So now, zemevi asham tali, one brings an asham tali, because he doesn't know, maybe he did me'ila. Zemevi asham tali, and the other one brings an asham tali, because maybe he did me'ila. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's the view of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon has another idea. He says, no, since they know for sure that between the two of them there certainly was a me'ila, maybe an asham echa, they bring one asham as an asham me'ilos, and they make a condition. They say, we brought it together. If you're the one who did the me'ila, so I forgive my share, and it's all your asham me'ilos. Mm-hmm. And if I'm the one who did the me'ila, you forgive your share, and it's all my asham me'ilos. Sort of like a condition. Yeah, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, now starting today's daf of Gimel, Ein Shnayim Evi'in Asham Echad, you can't make conditions on a karban, so therefore you can't have two people bringing the same Asham. So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, that you bring Asham Talui when you're not sure about possible violations of Mi'ilah, you bring two Asham Talus. And according to the Chachamim, that you don't bring Asham Talui when you're not sure about Mi'ila, you don't bring any Asham Talus. Nobody brings an Asham Talui. All right, next case. Chatichas Chelev. He has in front of him a piece which is forbidden fat. Not hektish, forbidden fat. The Chatichas Chulan. And then next to him, he has another piece which is permitted fat. Achal Achas Mehen, Ben Yodea is a man Achal. He ate one piece and doesn't know which one it was. This is classic, maybe Asham Talu. Because if he would know that what he ate was the Chelev, he had to bring a Chatas. So when you're not sure if he may have done a sin that would have deserved a Chatas, you bring Asham Talu. Achal es hashniya. After he ate the first, he eats the second. So now maybe Chatas. Now he has to bring a Chatas because he certainly ate Chelev. What about Achal Echad es harishona? Reuven ate the first piece not knowing what it was. Now Shimon comes, he ate the second. So Zem may be Asham Tali, but Zem may be Asham Tali. This one brings an Asham Tali, and this one brings an Asham Tali, because each one maybe ate the Chelev. Rabbi Shimon, Omer Rabbi Shimon says, Shnei mevi'in chatas achas. Like he said about Asham Me'ilos, he says about a chatas. Yeah, they should be partners, buy an animal, say that this animal is a chatas, and make a condition. If Reuven was the one who needs to bring the chatas, Shimon is forgiving his share to Reuven. And if Shimon is the one who needs to bring the chatas, Reuven is forgiving his share to Shimon. Rabbi Yossi Omer, again, Rabbi Yossi says the same thing he said in regards to Hashem Me'ilos. He doesn't believe that two people can bring a karban together and make conditions. So therefore, the same way he said you can't have two people bringing an Asham Me'ilos together, he believes you can't have two people bringing a Chatas together. So therefore, you're back to each one needs to bring an asham talit.
What's the law for two people can partner?
Oh, I didn't check that up. I don't know.
But Rabbi, for asham kadi, you have to be 100% sure. This is conditional. It's like the suffix.
So it is a suffix.
One of them is doing it wrong, you know, by bringing the...
That's why Korban already
If they both bring it, one of them is guilty, not both.
Correct.
So if they both bring the Korbanot there, they, you know... Is that right?
No, but they make a condition. They say the condition is. They made a condition. All right, another case. He has in front of him chatichas chelev, a piece of forbidden fat. Vechatichas kodesh, the other piece of fat is permitted fat, but it is holy permitted fat. Right? So now the question is, either he did chelev or he did me'ila. He ate one of the pieces. And he doesn't know which one he ate. So since he may have done the sin of Chelev, maybe Asham Tali. He brings an Asham Tali. Now, after he ate the first, now he ate the second. So now certainly maybe Chatas. He brings a Chatas because he had certainly eaten Chelev. And Asham Vada. And he brings an Asham Me'ilos because he certainly did Me'ila. What about if Achal Echadas Arishona? Again, the same case. One guy ate the first piece and he doesn't know which one it was, whether it was the Kodesh Shuman or the Chelev. Now a second one came, he ate the second piece. So Zem may be Asham Tali. One brings an Asham Tali, because maybe it was Chelev. The Zem may be Asham Tali. The other one also brings an Asham Tali. Maybe I'm the one who ate the Chelev. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Shnei Mevi and Chatas Ve'asham. The same way Rabbi Shimon said you can have two partners bringing an Asham.
No.
And you can have two partners bringing a Chatas. He says, now you'll have two partners bringing both a Chatas and an Asham. And they say about the Chatas, if Reuben was the one who ate the Chelev, Shimon renounces his share and this entire Chatas is for Reuben. If Reuben is the one who ate the Me'ila, then the Shimon renounces his share in the Asham Me'ilos and it's all for Reuven. So they bring both with this condition. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, the same way he said you can't have two people bringing an Asham Me'ilos. And he said you can't have two people bringing a Chatas. He says you can't have the two bringing both. Rabbi Yossi Yom Ein Shnayim Evi'en Chatas V'Asham Echad. Each one needs to bring an Asham Talu. Correct. Scenario number four. A person has in front of him chatichas chelev, a piece of chelev which is chulin, and another piece of chelev, but this chelev is hektesh. Achal achas mehen. Now a person, Reuven ate one of the pieces. He doesn't know which one he ate. So now what is it? He may have done chelev, or he may have done chelev and hektesh. So maybe chatas. He certainly has to bring a chatas because he certainly ate chelev. Now he may have been eating a chelev which was hektesh. He may have also done meila. Yeah, but according to the chachamim, you don't bring asham tali when maybe you did meila. Rabbi Akiva Omer, he brings Asham Talui. I'm sorry, he brings a chatas. He brings a chatas for eating chelev. Plus, Af Asham Talui also brings an Asham Talui because maybe he did me'ila. Now, that's when he ate the first piece. Achlas Hashniyah. If he then went on to eat the second piece too, maybe Shnei Chatos. Now he certainly has to bring two Karbanos Chatas because he had two pieces of chelev. The Asham Vada. And he has to bring an Asham Me'ilos for having eaten Hekdesh. Yes. First chatas, because he certainly ate chelev. And then also an asham talui, because maybe the chelev he ate was holy. Maybe it was me'ila. No, he's not changing the concept.
No?
No, he's saying that here there are two pieces of chelev. So certainly whatever he ate was chelev.
Chelev.
So chelev on its own requires a chatas. Now, again, he has two pieces of chelev in front of him. One is hektish, one is not. He doesn't know what he ate. Achal echadas harishona. One guy ate one piece, he doesn't know what he ate, whether it was the hektish or not. Uvacher, someone else came, achal sashni, and he ate the second piece. So zeh may be chatas. Each one has to bring a chatas, because each one did the sin of chelev. Rabbi Akiva says, in addition to bringing the chatas. Each one bringing chatas. Zeh zeh maybe Asham Tali. Each one also has to bring an Asham Tali because maybe he was the one who ate the hektish one, and maybe he was the one who did Me'ila. Rabbi Shimon says no. Zeh maybe chatas, zeh maybe chatas. Yes, each one has to bring a chatas for having eaten chalev. But because between the two of them they know for sure that there was Me'ila, they bring one Asham Me'ilas with the condition. And Rabbi Yossi Omer again, there's no such thing as bringing a single carbon with two partners, two owners, and a condition. And now scenario number five. He has in front of him chatichas chelev, a piece of chelev, which isn't holy. And a chatichas chelev, a piece of chelev that had been holy, but it was holy that was left out. It also became now nosar. Achal achas mehen. If he eats one of the pieces, v'en yodea eza mehen achal, he doesn't know what he ate. Mevi chatas, he has to bring a chatas because he ate chelev. And he brings according to everybody also an asham talui, because maybe he ate nosar. Now nosar is something which you'd get karis for eating. So if he's not sure if he did the sin that would get him karis, he has to bring asham talui. Achal es hashnia. If he now ate the second piece, so now certainly he ate nosar. So maybe shalosh chatos. He has to bring now three karbanos chatos. Two for the two pieces of chelev, plus for the fact that he did the sin of nosar. Achal echad asarishon. If one ate the first piece, va'acher, and someone else came, va'achal asashni, and he ate the second piece, zeh mevi chatas. The first one brings a chatas for having eaten chelev. Plus Asham Tali, because maybe he had eaten Chalev, which was Nosar, so maybe he did the sin of Nosar. So therefore, because it's maybe of a Kares, he has to bring Asham Tali. The Zen, the other one who ate the second piece, maybe Chatas, brings in Chatas, because it was certainly Chalev, and he has to bring in Asham Tali. Rabbi Shimon Omer, if it's two people, in between them they ate the two pieces. So Zen maybe Chatas, and Zen maybe Chatas. Each one has to bring a Chatas for having eaten Chalev. Ushnei maybe in Chatas Achas, and between the two of them they bring a Chatas. Ends a partnership for the nosar sin, and they make a condition. If I'm the one who ate the nosar, then it's all mine. If you're the one who ate the nosar, it's all yours. Rabbi Yossi again says, Kol chata shibal chet. Chatas is coming for a sin. So ein shnayim mevi'in osa. You can't have two people bringing it and making a condition, because he holds you can't have two people bringing a karban and making a condition and saying, well, if I'm the one who needs it, it's all mine. If you're the one who needs it, it's all yours.
But Rabbi, is the same condition if these two people are wife and husband?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. The same, you know, situation as two men.
Yeah, because if a wife has a chatas need and a husband has a chatas need together, yeah, they have to bring it together. Same. Yeah. Right, so we had in our Mishnah this key argument here between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi. We keep repeating it in each different scenario, and that is according to Rabbi Shimon, there's such a thing as bringing a chatas in partnership and saying, if I'm the one who needs the chatas, it's all mine. If you're the one who needs it, it's all yours. And according to Rabbi Yossi, there is no such thing as that, right? So one of the cases was, a guy has in front of him a piece of chelev, a piece of shuman. He ate one piece, doesn't know what he ate, and then his friend comes and eats the other piece. Rabbi Yossi says, okay. Rabbi Shimon says, you bring one chatas for both. Rabbi Yossi says, you can't have two people bringing a single chatas. Amalei Rav Lerav Nachman. Rav Asad Rav Nachman. Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, when he says in the beginning of the Mishnah, Ein Shnayim Evi'in Chatas, does that mean Chatas Hudalo Maisi Shnayim? You can't have a situation of the two of them bringing a Chatas. But, so what does he require then? Hashem Tali Maisi Shnayim? Does that now mean that each of them has to bring his own Hashem Tali? Right? Because maybe the first one had eaten the Chelev, right? It was Chelev and Shuman in front of them. So maybe the first one eating the chalev, he doesn't know. Maybe he had done it, so therefore he has to bring an Asham Tali. Maybe the second one was the one who ate the chalev, so he has to bring an Asham Tali. So if that's the view of Rabbi Yossi, Hayne Tana Kama, that's the view of the Tana Kama, who says each one brings an Asham Tali. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me, chaticha, mishtei chaticha sika beinayim, maybe there's a difference. According to the Tana Kama, to have to bring an Asham Tali, they both need to bring an Asham Tali. The first one and the second one. Whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, only the first one brings an Asham Tali, because the first one ate one piece out of two pieces. But at the time, he knew for sure one of the pieces was a problem. He just doesn't know if he was the one who ate the problem. The second one, maybe there's no problem at all. It's sort of like not Ikva Yisur anymore, so he doesn't bring an Asham Tali. Rabbi Yossi, in fact, holds that the second one does bring an Ashram Tali. So how's he different even than the Tanakama? Amar Le, so you're right. He's not different. Hakam Ashram, the point of the Mishnah is, Man Tanakama, Rabbi Yossi. Who is the Tanakama? It is Rabbi Yossi. Okay, we learned in the Mishnah. Chatichas Chelev. He has in front of him a piece of Chelev. He has in front of him another piece of Kodesh. He has in front of him a Chatichas Chelev, and he has in front of him another piece of a Chatichas Chelev, which is Kodesh. He has in front of him a piece of Chelev, and he has in front of him another piece, which is Chelev, which is even Nosa. Okay. Amar Le Rav Rav Nachman. Rav said to Rav Nachman, V'lei Sinami Asham Vadai. In a case of where the person eats both the chalev and the chalev which is nosar, the Mishnah says, if he eats both, he brings three karbanos chatas, two for the two chalevs and one for the nosar. So why? If he should bring another carbon, v'leisi nami asham vada, he should also be bringing, in a case of when he eats a chalev of nosar, he should also bring an asham me'ilos, the nosar to kodeshu. If something is nosar, it was first kodesh, and it becomes nosar. Amar Le, Rav Nachman said to him, we're talking about with this nosar piece, the less beishava pruta wasn't worth a pruta. So since it wasn't worth a pruta, it's not stealing from hekdesh, right? Me'ila is a form of stealing. It's stealing from who? From hekdesh. Stealing has to be that you steal a pruta worth, otherwise it's really not stealing. So this nosar piece was worth less than a pruta, but it must have been a kazayas worth, right? Because otherwise it would be no nosar. So the Gemara now asks, but till now we were talking about cases where the hekdesh meat was worth a pruta. So katani, because it said in the earlier cases, right? He has in front of him a piece of chelev and a piece of hekdesh, and he eats both of them. He brings asham vada. He brings an asham of meila. Obviously, it's worth a pruta. Amar le, Rav Nachman said, aicha ticha, that piece. The low nosar here. It wasn't nosar. Yeah. That's why shavya pruta. That's why it's worth a pruta. But once the piece of hekdesh becomes nosar, it's so old, it's not even worth a pruta. Mm-hmm. Like, one second. Vaha, but we learned earlier. Yesh ochel achila achas. In a case of somebody who eats one act of eating. The katani bay, where it says about it, nosar. The katani, and it says maybe arba chatos v'asham echad. It can say that you can have a guy eating one piece, and because it's nosar, that's part of why he has to bring a chatas, and there'll also be asham me'ilos. So it's not as if every piece of nosar is worthless, and therefore there's no me'ila. Amar le, Rav Nachman said ahu begasa. That earlier Mishnah was talking about a guy who ate a tremendous amount, and therefore he ate a pruta worth. Ahi, but our Mishnah is talking about Daka. He only ate a little bit. So a little bit of Nosar meat is not worth a pruta. So Gemara says further, alternatively, we can tell you, both are talking about we ate a little bit. Ahi, the Mishnah earlier is Bimosak Shamim. It's a piece of meat during the winter. So during the winter, even though it's old meat, it's not disgusting. Ah, but over here in our Mishnah, we're talking about Bimosak Hama. A piece of meat that's old, that's nosar, that's left over, and it's during the summer, so it's all disgusting. Since it's all disgusting and rotting, it's not even worth a pruta. Again, the Mishnah said he has in front of himself two pieces of chelev. One is regular chelev, one is chelev that is nosar. So the Mishnah says one guy came and ate the first piece, the second one came and ate the second. Rabbi Shimon said, okay, so bring... Each one has to bring a chatas, because they certainly ate chelev. And they should bring together another chatas with a condition for the sin of nosar that certainly happened between the two of them. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav asked the challenge to Rav Nachman, a topic that we've seen many times in this Masechta. Umi Amar Rav Yishimon Iser Chalal Iser. You had something, it was chelev. So now how could it even become nosar? We know that one prohibition can't be added to a pre-existing prohibition. So therefore, Vatanya, didn't we learn in a Braisa? Rabbi Shimon says, Ha'ochel nevela b'yom ha-kippurim. If somebody eats nevela on Yom Kippur, pater, he is exempt. he is exempt because it was nevela, it was something which wasn't slaughtered before Yom Kippur. So the prohibition of Yom Kippur doesn't take effect on top of it. He's not going to get kares for what he did. That's the view of Rabbi Shimon. So here too, the Isra of nevela should not take effect on top of the fact that it's already chelev.
Didn't Rabbi have chelev and nevela earlier?
So we're saying, but it wouldn't work according to Rabbi Shimon. Otherwise, Rabbi Shimon shouldn't agree to such a thing. So I'm Rav Sheshes, Bred Rav Idi. Rav Sheshes, the son of Rav Idi, said, "Kegon de'achla kulya bechelva." We're talking about a case where he ate a kidney with its chelev. So since the kidney was not first prohibited, so on the kidney it becomes nosar, then the chelev also becomes nosar. So I said, why? The kulya bechelva nami. If he ate the kidney with the chelev, hakaya la beisr olin, the kidney was already a karban. So as a karban, it was prohibited. You couldn't eat it because it had to go on the mizbeach. So how could it become later nosar? Hechi asi yisr nosar chayalale. How could the prohibition of nosar take effect on what's already prohibited? V'chitim, if you're going to tell me sviru le'le Rabbi Shimon the nosar yisr chamru, nosar is a worse sin. You get kares for it. So therefore it can take effect on top of the sin of the fact that this is a carbon, you're not allowed to eat from it. Why? If that's your logic, nevela is also an iser kal. Nevela is only a lav. Yom Kippur is much stricter. It's kares. You get kares for violating Yom Kippur. Iser chamru. It's stricter. And yet Rabbi Shimon was the one who taught us in the Braisa. Lo kas yisu Yom Kippur duchamer v'chayal al-gabi nevela dekalu. The prohibition of Yom Kippur, even though it's stricter, it cannot be added on top of the prohibition of nevela, which is more lenient. So look at my answers. Ela bekachim, but karbanos are different. Even though Rabbi Shimon generally holds that a second prohibition can't be added to a first prohibition, but not in karbanos. In karbanos, gali rachmana das yisur chalal yisur. The whole idea of nosar is something which was once a karban, then it becomes nosar. So it was once one prohibition, then it adds another prohibition. So in karbanos, an isur can take effect on an isur. So the same way it can become nosar after it was a karban, it could become nosar even though it was first chelev. Ditanya, as we learned in a brisa, the pasuk says, "B'nefesh ki tiga b'chol tamei v'achal mibsar zevach hashlamim asher laHashem v'nichas ha'nefesh ahim me'ameha." So since it says asher laHashem, the rabos is ha'emurin. If you had the insides of a carbon, which anyway have to go on the mizbeach, and you can't eat it, if you then eat it when you're tamei, you would get kares emurin koyalai b'ser olin. Emurin already are prohibited as something which has to go on the mizbeach. Chelev koyalai b'ser kares. Chelev already was prohibited as chelev with prohibition of kares. And nevertheless, kas yisur tumah, now another prohibition, don't eat it while tamei, will come and chayal alei will take effect on it. So you see that in kachim, yisur chalal yisur. Even if generally you think an yisur can't take effect in another yisur, in kachim it can. Teda shekein hu, how do you know that that's certainly the case? The rabbi svir le yisur chalal yisur. Rebbe holds isur chal al isur, v'hani mi the isur chamar al isur kal. That's only when it's a stronger prohibition and a lighter prohibition. Aval isur chal al isur chamar lo, but a lighter prohibition and a stronger prohibition, not. However, v'kachim in karbano shamin alei, we know that Rebbe holds tamar isur kal al isur chamar nami chayil. Even a lighter prohibition can take effect on what was a stricter prohibition. Ta isur mi'ila kalu, because isur, the prohibition of mi'ila is light. Because there's only Misa Bidei Shamayim, it's not Kares, and Isser Kadshim. And whereas Chelev is Isser Chamur, right? Because it's Kares. For us, Isser Misa. And nevertheless, the prohibition of Misa Bidei Shamayim of Mi'ila takes effect on the prohibition of Kares of Chelev. Okay, because Rat Hashem will continue this part tomorrow.